It's been rumored for weeks, and on Wednesday evening, President Donald Trump made it official. On Twitter, of course, Veterans Affairs Secretary David Shulkin is out, and in the coming weeks, Shulkin will be replaced by Navy Admiral Ronnie Jackson. Jackson is currently the physician to the president. That's an actual official White House position. You may remember Jackson from that bizarre press conference in January after he gave President Trump a checkup.
It's some people have, just great genes. You know, I told the president that if he had a healthier diet over the last 20 years, he might live to be 200 years old. I don't know. I mean, he has incredible genes, I just assume. I mean, you know, if I didn't watch what I ate, I wouldn't have in the cardiac and overall health that he has. So he's very healthy. But I would say the answer to your question is he has incredibly good genes, and it's just the way God made him.
Yeah, we all had to take a breath after that one. Meanwhile, David Shulkin was an Obama-era holdover. Some say he was politically targeted. He's accused of spending abuses, mismanagement, among other issues. To help us make sense of this, we're joined by Asawin Subsang. He's a White House reporter at the Daily Beast. Asawin, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
So why did President Trump replace Shulkin?
Well, there is a multitude of reasons here. Trump's VA during the Shulkin era was defined by a good amount of backstabbing, palace intrigue, ideological turf warfare, and press freelancing on Shulkin's part that just became a huge distraction, whatever one thought of Shulkin's policies or whatever President Donald Trump thought of David Shulkin. President Trump, at the onset, personally liked Shulkin a lot, but the position that Shulkin put himself in, which included, as you pointed out, stemming from an IG report that found that there were potentially spending abuses by him at the senior staff level, certainly put an air of potential corruption in his reign at the Veterans Affairs that made it, quite frankly, completely untenable for him to remain in his position. Senior officials in the administration, who we'd been speaking to for weeks, had been saying that it was a matter of when Trump would have to fire Shulkin.
Asawin, so he's accused of doing a lot of things over here. Put this into perspective for us.
Well, as he approached the end of his tenure at the VA, he began to think that so many people within the senior ranks of the VA were out to get him, including in his own communications operation. So he brought in outsiders from an outside public relations firm, essentially, to help him basically puff up his image to publications such as the New York Times as scandals swirled around him, including allegations stemming from the IG report that came out in recent months that alleged, among other things, that he had misused taxpayer funds in a trip to Europe that included him, his wife, and his staff. And his level of paranoia or distrust of his own staff and also senior White House officials reached a point where included him also initiating the unusual move of stationing an armed guard outside of his own office at the VA.
Okay, so what do we know about his replacement, Ronnie Jackson?
Well, Ronnie Jackson, the main difference there is that he is someone who the president at this point deeply trusts. It's hard to find an official who spends as much time with Donald Trump as Ronnie Jackson, his personal physician, does. Having said that, there is nothing to indicate that Ronnie Jackson has what would usually be deemed adequate experience in an administration to run a bureaucracy as sprawling and as large as Veterans Affairs. The president likes him a lot. He's a perfectly competent physician, but there is some hesitation from veterans groups to fully get behind him, at least at this point, because Veterans Affairs is something right now that has been plagued by bureaucratic hell and varying degrees of what a lot of people would label as corruption. And they just don't have full confidence that someone with his credentials is someone who can come in and really clean things up and wrangle people properly.
What about the VA itself? How will it fare?
Well, it's hard to tell at this point. A big reason that allies of David Shulkin wanted him to stay, even though they were incredibly displeased by the allegation of spending abuses, was because they believed that he was standing in between them, the VA, and the forces of what they would label or criticize as privatization, playing out only barely behind the scenes of all of this David Shulkin mess was an ideological turf battle between people within and without the administration who want to open up the VA to more, shall we say, privatization in terms of veterans' health care, and those who absolutely do not and think that could potentially lead to a road to ruin. So in the post-Shulkin era for Trump's VA, look out for more political squabbles that have to do with how much veterans' care should be essentially relocated to private health services.
So just to be clear, do you believe that veterans will be hurt by this shuffle?
Honestly, I think veterans have been hurt throughout this entire shuffle. I mean, as there's been heavy, heavy doses of palace intrigue over the past several months and squabbling and backbiting and inability to trust people within senior staff, not just in the VA, but within the administration, the White House, who work on these issues every day. It's been an incredible distraction from both sides of the ideological aisle in terms of people who actually ostensibly want to help veterans who are suffering and ailing. And that is what gets lost as the administration has entered several rounds of intense feuding over these things.
So the fact that Shulkin is out, Jackson is in, what does that point to in the Trump cabinet?
Well, currently it points to a level of tumult and chaos that has become all too common within the Trump administration and the Trump cabinet. I mean, we've seen this with National Security Advisor. We've seen this with National Economic Council Director. And now it's hit the top ranks of the VA. And quite frankly, at this point, if there were more turnover to happen in the administration, I don't think anybody would be too surprised. This has been an administration that has seen a historically high rate of turnover at the senior ranks within and without the West Wing. So it's just another example of buckle up.
Just another example of buckle up. Thank you so much, Aswin Subsang, White House reporter at The Daily Beast.
Thank you so much for having me.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.